This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Friday, June 28th. Hams sold 7,200 hogs Thursday, selling in a range of $219 to $232 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,000 head, selling in a range of $218 to $232 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, June 29th are Woolly West 2020, 222.10, Woolly West 2021, 233.30, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 219.41, Hams Cash, 217.41, Thunder Creek Brick Co., 221.92, High Life Cash and Contract, $232.41 per CKG. Hams Cash Hog price today is mixed and forward contract prices closed higher. On Thursday, the Canadian dollar was up 3 basis points, with the daily exchange rate 1.3690. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 73.21 cents U.S. Well, the headlines are reading that the U.S. pig herd is 1% higher than a year ago. That's because the USDA only publishes numbers to the whole number in terms of percent. All hogs and pigs came in at 74.486 million head, which is actually 1.3% higher than last year, and incidentally, exactly what analysts' average estimates were ahead of the quarterly hogs and pigs report that was published yesterday after trading. All weight categories came in higher than a year ago, but less than a half percent difference from analysts' estimates ahead of the report. March to May, farrowings came at 0.1% higher than last year, which is a full percent higher than average estimates and could mean more pigs than previously expected. But the breeding herd is down by 3.2%, which was a steeper decline than average expectations, and that is showing up in farrowing intentions, which were down 2.5% and 0.6% for June, August, and September and November, respectively. In layman's terms, it means that the sow liquidations, which are absolutely taking place today, are starting to show up in the numbers. Breeding herd numbers are down, as are farrowing intentions, which is what one would expect from a reduced sow herd, but production will likely remain high until those intentions start showing up in the data.